Okay, so Melanie, Mar, and I are here, and we began talking very organically, not too long ago, as always, about a bunch of different things, but sort of started revisiting Melanie, the interview that I did with Melanie 2 weeks ago, in preparation for her show at DTW, and that sort of segued into another conversation about making work and the role of events like Factory Market. I don't know, there's a whole bunch of different things, so maybe if you can
talk about so many things.
If you can think about maybe first
well, we talked about the product versus your process, and of course that product, the show, is part of the process, and I don't feel like it's the end product of that process, but it is something that is visible of the process. And I had a really interesting time figuring out with myself, the people that are involved in the audience, like how much of the process is actually visible in the product or that in-between product. Mm-hmm. And how we had these months of intensity and changing and revelation and suffering and all this, and then feeling really clear with what is happening in the process, and then here's the product, and how much of all that transformation is being seen. And how much can I really want, how much control do I have in it being seen? And then when you told me what you, from our interview, and then what you saw at the show, and how there are many things that you did see that we talked about process-wise, is it because you've heard it before, right, and then you could see it because you've already been invited to hear into the process?
Right.
And I've just, that was really interesting to me, and I could in some ways really detach from the product this time from the show, and to look at it from the outside, and also hear what people had to say about that, and then go back and see, huh, is that what I really wanted to do? Did that show?
Well, I think, I mean, as a motorcycle goes by, I think that relates to two things. I think one, which is what we're talking about in relationship to being an independent female choreographer, and that the sort of necessity of being able to sort of invest a lot in the working process, sort of get a lot of sort of your emotional attachment to your work and yourself, and sort of all the issues that come out in your work, either in the work, as a byproduct of the work, that sort of happens in the process. So then when you get to the performance, you can face the review in the New York Times and say, I don't really care either way, or I have enough clarity about what I've done and stand behind my work so that I can take whatever I want to out of that review, and either way, still feel good about what I've done and what I've made. Because I think that's something that is really difficult to do. And that sort of my point with that was that having these kinds of conversations, so the interviews for CC, the zine interviews, that in the process of asking you, Melanie, artist, questions about your work, how you think about your work, how you describe it, what kinds of questions you have for me, an audience member, someone who's sort of engaged, creating a certain kind of discourse about, or language about, how to see work and how to think about it. Even, you know, I'm preconditioned because we had this conversation prior to my seeing the piece, but I think that in some ways it's like no different than being a dancer and being part of a community and knowing you. I know you. So even if I didn't have that interview with you for CC before, I still would have had a lot of sort of preconceived thoughts about it,
right,
going into you. I know your personality. I know, you know, I've seen you perform, whatever. I've seen you, you know, so that's sort of inevitable anyway. So it's just sort of a clarification of those things. Mm-hmm. So I think in some ways that, I don't know how I got off on that tangent or what that related to directly, but I think it was related.
Product in the process.
Product in the process, exactly.
You know, the failure, I'm so fascinated with the whole notion of failure and success, and I was very, during the process and the I thought about that a lot, like what does it mean and how can I, what will it mean when everything is over, about failure and success. Mm-hmm. And I decided, like halfway through the hardest time of the process, that I want to make this process to me and the people that I'm involved with, satisfying in a way that I know we worked hard, we went deep, and we allowed ourselves to change and to learn something new, so satisfying that that is the success of this process, mm-hmm. and to get over some deep blockages and fears,
and
artistically, and then to then be detached from the, to look at my product or my performance in a way that I can see, okay, was that a failure, a success? Okay, it was a failure. Okay, it was a success. It's something in between.
Right.
But that I have this feeling that that the process is not failure or success. Mm-hmm. It's just the product that could be a failure or success. And failure and success, of course, is only defined by my own, what I think it is afterwards, because some people think it was a success, other right. people think it was a failure. But
well, and I think part of that success too is like what, you know, when I saw you and Michael at the door or whatever, that, you know, you were saying, oh, like people saw the piece and they keep talking to me about it, and it sort of keeps it alive.
Yeah.
You know, that like memory is a success. Yeah. Memory is that fight yeah. against the sort of loss yeah. or that whatever you experienced when you, something ends that right. is time-based, right. you know, that like you still have the memory of it
yeah.
and that's a really profound thing. And for us, you know, your peers and, you know, your students and your mentors and all the people that see your work, you know, that visual impression and that emotional impression yeah. and all of those things come into you and they affect you.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah. And sometimes to the good and sometimes to the not so good. It depends on how tight a community is. We're all influenced by each other and what we see and the reverberance of what we're around, and that could be really an amazing experience and fruitful, and in other ways it could become tight. You know, like
yeah.
But that's the fascinating thing about dance, that it, to me, it never stops when it's over. And to see something, doesn't matter if I like it or not, a lot of things stay with me for a long time. Like I was saying that in my class the other day, that some teachers' touches in classes have lasted for years.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I can still feel a yeah. certain, like, you know, helpful touch that made my body reorganize itself, and it's still there. And the same in my consciousness of certain dances that I've seen.
Yeah.
I don't even remember who did them, but I remember this sense about it that, of course, is part of me as I'm creating new work.
And yeah.
it's really fascinating how performance has this... it's this moment in time, but it keeps going.
Right, right.
And to me, it's the most fascinating work to see performance and to be part of it because of that.
Right. Well, I completely agree with you. And then I think, well, okay, so then what is the role, you know, not to bring it full circle, but what's the role of events like Factory Market? What's the role of Populous? You know, we're saying, we're out here on this roof.
The sun is setting.
The sun is setting. Populous. We have a 364 degree view of the Brooklyn Manhattan skyline, and it's stunning, and it reminds us of exactly the same view from the Office Ops building where Populous was held last year. Sort of not completely around this time, but, you know, it was in June, but similar. And so I think, you know, we're still feeling that presence of that event, you know, that lives, you know, in the Movement Research Festival collective memory, and that, you know, there's something about Factory right now that feels like a little bit, it's very lighthearted. People are really, you know, being very creative, having a lot of fun. It's sort of the communal spirit. And so what's the role of these events in terms of, you know, creating that kind of touch that's going to last with you? Like what do you want to, okay, here, looking forward to Market then, you know, you're going to be performing body work on people who want, or energy work, you know, who want that. That's all about touch.
Yeah.
What's the role of these kinds of events in terms of creating these memories or these sort of impressions?
It's always about sharing, right? I mean, when you, performance is being performed and it's being seen, and it's about that exact connection between the observer and the doer, and then the exchangeability of who's observer and who's the doer in that moment. If there's something that touches both the performer and the observer or vice versa, then there's a moment that lasts. And if we are able to factory and share something with somebody that in that moment has some meaning to the person who's giving it and who's receiving it, then that's something that might last, you know, that
right.
impression on the individual. I can't or talk about it as a whole. What does this event mean? That's a whole other conversation. But on the personal level, when somebody wants to give something and I receive it, and it's that could be a really special
yeah.
thing that's being remembered, and I feel on that microcosmos, cosmic level, I'm really excited that people are so eager to make something for other people.
Right.
And it's not about money. People are taking time, and they take the whole day to sit around and to the process of making it, and not just the actual what have I made and what can I give, but making it together, and this joy of being purposeful in with a purposeless spirit. It's like the playing spirit, you know?
Yeah. And that's great.
And people assume that artists are always like playful, and you know, when you talk to people, that this attitude of spontaneity that's innate. Yeah, but also we work and we have these lives that are so regular and so grinding too, and all of a sudden this feels special, like a day of spontaneity. You know,
it's totally true.
Togetherness. Well, I'm really liking it. I'm enjoying it.
Yeah, I'm enjoying it too. Well, I think that's a good note to end on. Thank you, Melanie.
Thank you.